from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. A bear attack early today in the north end of Timmins resulted in minor injuries to two people. They had let their dog out on Lausanne Crescent off Lonergan Boulevard at about 4 o'clock. As the two residents tried to get the dog back inside, they were attacked by the mother bear. The dog was not hurt. A police search and patrols in the area did not locate the bears. The incident has been turned over to the Natural Resources Ministry for investigation and response. Our website has advice on what to do when you encounter a bear. It'll take a detour through Iroquois Falls and Monteith overnight Sunday, traveling to or from Timmins via Municipal Road. Between 8 o'clock Sunday night and 6 Monday morning, Highway 11 will be closed at the railroad crossing just west of Municipal Road outside Porquis. The closure is to allow the ONR to replace a section of track. Time is running out to have the studded tires removed from your car for the summer. That word today from Acting Sergeant Michelle Simard of the OPP.
You can have studded tires on your vehicle between September 1st and May 31st if you live in Northern Ontario. That's one thing that we have to be mindful of, is that they have to come off in the next couple days.
Simard says the fine for having them on outside of those dates is $110. The law banning studs in the summer is to protect roadways. When pavement gets hot, studs can chew it up. The province is creating a new $500 million critical minerals processing fund, and the North is expected to benefit. Minister of Economic Development, Job Creation and Trade Vic Fideli says it helps protect the province and its workers from the impact of tariffs and economic uncertainty.
Particularly in Indigenous communities and northern hubs like Thunder Bay, Sault Ste. Marie, Sudbury, North Bay, Timmins, because from mine to market, it will all be done in Ontario by Ontario workers. That's how we protect good-paying jobs and drive prosperity for families.
Energy and Mines Minister Stephen Lecce says sending resources abroad to be processed, only to buy them back at a premium, doesn't create a self-sustaining economy. He says the government wants to do it all here at home with jobs for Canadians. Lecce also reiterates the importance of serious and meaningful consultation with Indigenous and local communities.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.